you're on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, the Tashma. We're in the middle of a question in the Gemara that we'll use. It's exactly not totally accurate, as we'll see on the next stop when we get to a Tenor, but for the sakes now we'll use the title from Kup. We're dealing with the we were talking about Shia, which is on top of the oven, the Kira. Now we're talking about putting it next to it, because you have all the heat in the oven. You didn't clear out the coals from it. So next to it, can I put my food next to it? Tashma. We already gave one Tashma, which didn't prove anything, and now we're going to bring another Tashma. It's going to try and prove that you cannot do it. And also we're going to try and disprove it. Tashma. Yomei Rav Safra, Yomei Rav Chir, Katma v'nitlavta. You put the ashes on the coals, and it reflamed. Okay, so now the flames are still going. So if you did that, you already did Katma once, even though it reflamed. Somchinla, you could put it next to it. Somech, you could put the food next to it. Umekaimilaleya, that's Shia. You could leave it established on it. Mekaimilaleya is another word for Shia. We're going to see this word a bit right now. Whenever it says Mekaimilaleya, it means putting it on top of the oven, Shia. Vinotli mimena, you could take it off. Umachasirimla. So, lechur, it seems like there's four things going on in this brisa. You could be somech in it. You could place it next to it. You could put it on top of it. You could take it off, and you could return it. Shmamina, we see from over here that when can you put it next to it? The smoke nami, when it comes to putting it next to it, katma in lo katma lo. Only because you originally put out the coals by putting something on top of it, even though it refired, rekindled, it doesn't make a difference. We see that you have to do katma. But stam, just to put the food next to the kira, we don't say. Raya, that you can't just put something next to the oven, unless you do a maisa. Oh, we're going to ask on that now. Ula taimech. This right, wait, hold on. Oh, ula taimech. Wait a second. You're saying that everything is because you originally tried putting out the coals, putting ashes on the coals. Ula taimech, according to your reasoning, remember there's four things. There was somek, putting it next to it, mekayim, putting it on top of it, notlim, take it off, umakzirim, and doing chazor back onto it. Notlim imeno, when you take it off the ketani, that we said, when you took off the food off it, katma in lo katma lo, but in order to take the food off, you have to put out the ashes. It's not true. Why not? I could have it on. I could take it off. Who cares if the ashes are on the coals or not? There should be no problem with taking it off. Ella, why did we write removing it? Ella, tana notli mishum machazirim. The reason why we did taking it off is to put it back on. Meaning there's no intrinsic halacha in the taking it off. It's only because of the putting it back on. So to the first statement, the somech, putting it next to it, is for the purpose of putting it on. It's no the halacha, the putting out the coals has nothing to do with the putting it next to it. Elatan and notlim, the reason why we wrote taking it off, is mishum machazirim, hakanami. Tami somchim, the reason why we vote somchim, putting it next to it, is mishum mekaimin, is in order to say that we can put it on. So the Gemara asks back, counters, there are two different things over here. When you took it off, of course taking it off is for putting it back. It's the same place, it's the same thing you're doing over here. But somchim, putting it next to it, is very different than putting it on top, even though it seems congruent. In the Mishnah, somchim mekaimim. And over here it's taking off, putting it back, but they're two different things altogether. Haki hashta, here now, logically saying, over there, hatam notlim umachazirim is bechad makumhu. It's in the same place. Rashi explains it. Nitlavta means chazor. He put it, the coals went back, the huvra, and they reflamed. Hatam notlim umachazirim bechad makum. V'lo shayik lamadi machazirim ad titani notlim. It's not possible the Mishnah to say you return it until you say that you took it off. So I can hear over there that the taking off is for the purpose of putting it back. Because you can't put it back unless you first take it. So over there, Hashtatam. Hatam is notli machazirim bechad makamo. That's why tona notli mishum machazirim. That's why we could say that the whole reason why you're taking it off is to put it back. And you don't have to extinguish it in order to put it back. Elahacha, but over here, somkim bechad makom. You're putting it, you're somekhin in one place. It's one action. Who? Umekai bechom makom. Who? And you're putting it back. So no vayim from this mission on anything. You can't prove anything from over here. I have no vayim. So the tashma doesn't work. We don't know yet if I could be somek my food next to the oven or not. That's how we come out. So you cannot make your diuk. But there's no vayim. What? No, we shlugged it up. They shlugged up the diuk you want to make. On the other end, maybe it's the same thing. Maybe it is the same thing. All we did is show that your vaya is not mukvach. You can't say that in this tashma, and therefore we have to go weiter. My havila. Whenever you have my havila in the Gemara, it's always coming to the conclusion. So what was with it? What's the halach over here? Can I take my food and put it next to the oven without it being cleared out? According to Sheetz, it's kachamim, or raw food, something that's not cooked one-third, according to Chananya. Tashma. It was heated up with coal-producing substances. Somkin la. You could put it next to it. Sheetus chachamim, straight out. You can't put it on top unless you did. You cleared it out. Or even if it's on kudasaranya, if it's something that's not cooked one-third. But it says clearly you could place it next to it without clearing it out. You can only put it on top if you clear it out. And just Derek Agav, Kituma, Kechalim Sha'almu, Kechalim, the coals that dimmed are fittering out. Or Shinotan Aleya Naro Chopishtim, or you put on it seed sheaves of flax, Daka, thin ones, Harihu Kituma. That's called Kituma. We see straight out from over here, you could place your food next to the oven. Period. And that's marked down in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like that, that you could put your food next to an oven that wasn't cleared out. Tosfot over here mentions, that's the end of that halacha. He mentions, humasik tishari lismok. You could do it. We finish off that you're allowed to put your food next to an oven. Okay, umikom makom, ein lilmod mekan lismok etzel ha'esh. But don't learn from here that you could put your food near a fire, an actual fire on Shabbos. The Shaniach, over here it's different. The Dolphine Kira Mafsikin Benu Levena Esh. Over here is more of a kula, because the walls of the Kira are separating between the fire inside and your food. Masha Enke next to a fire. We're going to see, I think, on Daf Mem. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This is in the halakhas of Bishon and Shin Yud Ches. It's a whole different halakha. If someone wants to look, you can look in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tet Vav. It's going to be one of the instances in Bishon on Shabbos that the Sephardim are going to paskin more makmir than the Ashkenazim. This is going into now if it's Yavish or if it's not, if it's dry food, if it's wet, if it's still Yad, so let it bow, if it cools down but not completely cooled down, we'll cover that on Daf Mem. But it's a different halacha altogether when it's an Esh, but in the oven itself, no problem. No, it says, the Baisa says, you could do Shia Somkim, the Emekaimim Eliam Kim Kavufi Ketumah. You can't do it, you can't put it on top. It's again, either it's Chachamim. Oh, Chazor has more Makmi. If we're reading the, we'll just take, it's Somkim for Chazor. What would be the problem? For the same reason, Stam will be Mutter. Yeah. Stam will be the Satoteric of cooking, so you won't get Maxi Kabishal. So Stam is Mutter, good. Omer Rev Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Omer Rev Oshia, new halacha. Katma v'huvra. You put out the coals, or not put it out, but you put afer, you put ashes on the coals, v'huvra, and it re-flamed, rekindled. Mashin aleichaim shehukma kol tzarkan v'tavshel shevishel kol tzarko. Going stama with Shitas Chachamim over here, and we will basically keep with Shitas Chachamim unless we have to say Chananya, which we will have to say soon. So normally we say that you can't do Shia unless you clear out the oven inside. Over here, Chachamim would agree, if you put the ashes on the coals, even though the coals rekindled, they reflamed up, Mashin Aleichamim Shehuk Mokol Tzarkan, you're allowed to put water on that was completely boiled, the top suspicion called Tzarkan, and an official that was food that was completely cooked. Now let's just review one thing that's going on over here. Really, all of this is mutter midaraisa. Midaraisa, the issue is bishul on Shabbos. This Erev Shabbos stuff is not a problem. Rather, Chachamim were concerned that if it wasn't cooked completely, you might come to stir the coals. So that's a straight out getter, it's a midrabanan, that you might come to stir the coals. So the Chachamim were concerned in many places that they saw that if a person put uncooked food on a kira that wasn't cleared out, they might come to stir it. So the Chachamim, there are times that they weren't kosher. Over here, when it's completely cooked, and you did the katama, we're not concerned. What's the big chiddush? Why should you be concerned? Shma mina, mitstamik v'yafilo mutter. We learn from here that even though your food is completely cooked, let's take the classic case, chicken. You can complete, let's say it takes an hour and 20 minutes to cook up your chulent, then it's a cooked chulent. But everybody knows if it sits on the flame another 10 hours, it's really gishmak. That's called mitstamik v'yafilo. Mitstamik Rashi says, do you want the Rashi's on the other page? Just real quickly, the Rashi's. Shahukma called Tsarkan, Delecha Lemechash Lichitoi. Rashi says, once it's cooked all its needs, you're not worried anymore that you're going to stir up the coals. Mitstamik is mitmayit v'kavitz. It becomes less and it starts coming shriveled. That's what the word mitstamik means. Ratiyat. Lashon Shadayim Tzomkin. And Rashi's giving a diktuk lesson. What's that tet doing there? Kamoshiat, way of mitstamik, it should be, the root is tzamik, tzari mem kuf. But kamoshiato mir belashin tzivoy, when you say tzivoy, it's nitzdavet. You put a tetin. O belashin tzedek, nitzdavet. The kol, the came kol tevish shavosh yisod tzadi. Any word in lashon hakodesh that the first letter is a tzadi, kishahu mitpaelet notein terachrei tzadi. It's like a chumash and Rashi. A little TikTok lesson that tzadik is there, the tet is there whenever you have tzadi. So mitzamek v'yafilo mutter, we learn from over here that even though it's cooked fully and you want it to cook, because it's good for it, it's very good for the food to be mitzamek, to keep on cooking all night, it's mutter. What does it mean, mutter? Rashi. L'sha'otam b'kira. To leave it on the kira. The ilo mitzamek v'yafilo kamar, that if the chiddush over here isn't that it's going to cook all night, it's good for it. Mayat Hashminan, what are you coming to teach us? What's the chiddush over here? It's so pushed that there's no chiddush over here. There must be a havamina why you might come to want to stoke it up a little bit, because you want it to continue cooking until it, you know, for hours until it crusts up on top and everything. El al korcha, it's talking about mitzamek v'yafilo kamar. That's what it's talking about. The filo hachi, even though it's mitzamek v'yafilo, and you're very happy that it's continuing being cooked all through the night. In this place, the Chachamim weren't goes through mishum chitoy. They're not worried that you'll come to stir it up. Why? All the nitzvashel kol tzarko, since it was completely cooked already. The Tanachamim. So why do we bring down the hot water? The Tanachamim liashmina de beinin shahukma kol tzarko mebiyod yom. The chiddush of the hot water being cooked is that you know that you have to do it completely before the day comes in. So we learn from this case over here, mitstamik v'yafilo. But the Gemara says no, you can't make that deal. And basically this amud until the end is going to be the halacha of mitstamik v'yafilo, meaning if it keeps on cooking after it's fully cooked, it's very tasty, it's very good for it. Or mitstamik v'ralo. Mitstamik v'ralo would be once it's cooked fully, you keep on cooking it, it's going to be worse. Usually like a steak or something. The more you cook it, that's it. It's going to learn all its juices. It's going to start shriveling up. It's going to be a smaller piece. And he's not happy with it. So the question is, mitstamik v'yafilo, is that mutter on Shabbos to keep it on a kira that wasn't cleared out?
It's not cleared out and it went back again.
Oh.
It was cleared out.
Oh. Shani hacha. This case is different. You can't be medayik in all cases that mitstamik v'yafilo is mutter. This over here, it's different. The katama, you already put ashes on it, right? You put ashes on it, it should be good. Ehachi ma'ashmina. If so, well, who cares? You put ashes. And so, you put ash on it, so it's postured over here that it should be mutter. What's the chiddush over here? Huvrat stricha. You need the case over here where it rekindled. You put the ashes on, it should be clear that of course you can cook on it. Everybody knows you cook on it. Mal meima, what's the chiddush? Huvrat stricha. We need it for the case where it rekindled. Mal detema, what's the havamina of the whole case? What would have you thought? Gave unto Huvra, since it re-flamed up. You might have thought that it returned to its original status before you put the ashes on. Kamash Malan, you put ashes on. That's the chiddush over here. That even though you put ashes on, it re-flamed, it's called putting ashes on, and therefore you're allowed to cook on it, no matter what. Oh, that's the chiddush here. Vashi. Shani Hacha de Katman. This Rashi is very important. This is one of these Rashis you underline. The Gaili Daite de Lo Nicha Lebit Smuchi. When you put the ashes on, Erev Shabbos, it's something, the chulant. You know that after 10 hours it's going to be even better cooking. So why did you put the ashes on? Erev Shabbos, you were Gaili Daite, you revealed your intentions. De Lo Nicha Lebit Smuchi. That you don't care. If it keeps on cooking over here. Erev Shabbos comes in, you put the ashes on the coals, you're making a statement saying that I don't care if it's being mitzdamik biyafalo or not.
I don't care if you don't want it to be there.
No, no, lichnei means lo ikpale. Lo ikpale. It has to be. We'll see throughout the second when we say lo nikpale, that's why I translated over here as lo ikpale. I'm glad you pointed out. Lo nikpale doesn't mean that you don't want it. Why should he not want it over here? It's very yummy. He reveals that he doesn't care. Doesn't matter to him. Lo ikpale. He doesn't care to him. Lamaisa to machlo could be shown, but Rashi, it has to be clear that it's like that. Good. That's lo nikpale. So once he revealed his intention, he showed it, Chachamim were not worried anymore. So even though it reflamed, and we still have the possibility that he might come to stir it up, but since he revealed his intentions, Erev Shabbos, by putting the ashes on, it doesn't matter to him if it reflames. That's enough that the Chachamim are not going to be kosher over here, and you could do Shia on this oven. But if he didn't put his ashes on it, there's no vayu over here. Maybe not. Maybe Mitztamek Fiyafalo is usher. We don't know. When we said Shema Minam Mitztamek Fiyafalo is mutter, it's specifically in this case because he revealed his intention by putting the ashes on. But in all the cases, we don't know. We don't know the halacha. Okay. But we're going to find that soon. Omer Rav Bar Rav Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan. Pay attention to this Rav Yochanan over here. Because it seems clearly that he's talking in Shita's Chachamim. Right? The difference between Chachamim and Chananya is Erev Shabbos, can you do Shia on this oven with it, without it being coals taken out or not? Chananya says no problem. As long as it's one-third cooked, I can put it directly on this kira without it being cleared out. Chachamim hold, no, you have to clear it out before you put it in. Omer Rav Bar Rav Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan, Katma, you put the ashes on the coals, the huvra, and it reflamed. Mashin alei chamin shehukma kol tzarkan. The Tal Shapisho called Tzarkan. You can cook on it, you can leave on it, do Shia. Chamin shehukma called Tzarkan. That was water that was completely heated up. The Tal Shapisho called Tzarkan, which is completely cooked. Clearly this is Chachamim. This is Chananya, it only has to be one third over here, or even less. Maybe that you don't have to do it, it's nothing, you already did Katma. It's clearly Chachamim. What? I know, but it's still, even with Huva, it has to be cooked completely. According to Chananya, even if it's Huvar, as long as it's one-third.
How do you know that
Chananya talks about Huvar? No, you don't even have to do Katman, it's Mutter. You don't have to clear it out. So it's clearly you have to say over here, Rabbi, we're passing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then, like Chachamim, it's going to cause problems in just a minute. Katma the Huvar, Mashinale. I mentioned that besides the Gemara here on the surface being quite difficult, Kira has its reputation, but under the surface, it's you have to constantly keep in mind Chachamim, Chananya, what are we holding over here? And and the rayas that the Rishonim bring out to try and prove the halacha is from each one of these cases. So we said, Katma, you put ashes on the coals, even though not extinguishing it. But you revealed your intention over here. You did a maisa that the Chachamim aren't going to be gozi here by putting it on. And now it reheated up. Again, you could do shia as long as it's cooked completely. V'afilu gechalim shel votim. Gechalim shel votim, Rashi says. Gechalim yoter. It's a special, I guess, maybe type of wood that the coals that come from it are real good coals. They're much more hotter, mishor gechalim, from any other type of coal. V'einu meherim lechavot. And it's not quickly to extinguish. Kidyaminin be'amok eresvina. Shmamina, and it's basically going to be the same Kumar we just saw above. Shmamina, we see from over here, Mitzdamik Yafalo Mutter. We see over here, a Chiddush. That even though it might be very good for it to continue cooking, it's Mutter, Mitzdamik Yafalo Mutter. And again, the Gemara counters back, Shani Hacha. It's different over here. The Katama, you already extinguished, you tried putting it, not extinguish it, but you put the ashes on. Ihachi Maila Mema, then what's the Chiddush? Again, the same thing. Who for its trichle? We need it for the fact that it rekindled. Hayenohach. This is the same case as above. The same case as above. Why do we need this? Hayenohach. This is that. So over here, the chiddush is gechalin shel votim its trichle. The chiddush over here is since you're starting with gechalin shel votim, these very good calls, you yourself knew that when you put the ashes on, most probably it's going to rekindle. I feel lucky, even though when you put the ashes on, you knew it was going to rekindle, you're putting the ashes on is a good enough hakeva, it's a good enough hecker over here that the Rabbanim were in Gozer, and it's mutter. But the main thing we see from over here is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, like Chachamim. Because over here, Omer Rav Sheshis, Omer Rav Yochanan. Now we have a din of Rav Sheshis, Omer of Yochanan, and it's clear that this case is Chananya. Clear. Omer of Sheshes, Omer of Yochanan, Kira, Shasikua Beketru Ve'etzim. You heated it up with coal producing materials. Mashin Aleya, didn't say you cleared it out. You could do Shia on it, Chavin Shalohu Chmo Kol Tzarkon. It wasn't cooked all its amount, and as the Mishin Aminuli say, but one third it was, of course. The Tasha Shalom Bishul Kol Tzarkon, and you can put the food on. The name of Yochanan over here. Akar, you took it off on Shabbos. Lo Yaksi, you can't return it. Ach Yigruv, Ach Yitin, Eifar. You can't do it until you cleared it out. Oh, is Bidiyuk our Mishnah according to Chananya? We're going to have to ask, what is Rav Sheshis telling us more over here? He's basically reading the Mishnah like Chananya. Kisava, we see clearly, Matnitin on Mishnah is Liaksyatanan. When it says the Ad Yitain, it means Chazor. Our Mishnah is talking about Chazor, and it's Chananya. Avali Shot, our Mishnah is talking about Chazor. Avali Shot, Mashin. To do Shia, no problem of being Mashin. Alpha Pisha Enu Gorov the Enu Katu. We see it even though you didn't clear it out. Rashi, Mashin Aleya. Alpha Pisha Lo Katma, even though you didn't put the ashes on. The MRI Nida Holy Labor to Rabbi Yochanan. And these MRI over here is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Matnita Dikatani Ad Shigrov, our Mishnah Ad Shigrov, is Liaksitanan. We're talking about that's Chazor. Ad Shiitin, the whole thing, Chananya, Chazor. To Lo Shari Beisil Liaksia Ad Shigrov. And we didn't, and Beisil didn't permit to do Chazor until you cleared it out. Remember Shita's Chananya, you could do Shia on an oven that wasn't cleared out, but if you want to do Chazor, it has to be cleared out. And the question that we had in the Mishnah, like we said above, the Chazori Mexua, Rav Sheshis is bringing this all down in his Maimer in the name of Rav Yochanan, with the whole Chazori Mexua. Hilchach Acha Lo Yaksor, if you took it off, you can't return it. Oh well, the Einu Grufa, since it's not cleared out, rather you have to clear it out. So that's a statement in the Rav Sheshis, Omer Rav Yochanan. So Omer Rava. Rava said on this statement, Tavayotinu, what is Rav Sheshis telling us more? These two statements that he said in his thing, that Shia you can do, according to Rav Yochanan, is like Chananya, and Chazorah you could do like Chananya. Tavayotinu, we have Mishnas. Stam Mishnas said, I'm a forest like this. He didn't say anything new. He just should have said, like Chananya. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Chananya. Why is he bringing this down? To Vayodinu. We have them both clearly. The Shia and the Chazor. How do you see that? Lisha Ot, where do you see a clear Mishnah of Shia? Remember, our Mishnah, it was a diuk, it was a chesor mexua, it was lacking information that we learned about Shia in our Mishnah. But if you remember, in the end of the first parak, the last Mishnah in the first parak, right, Tanina, we've learned already. And this is what we're going to bring down. We'll be bringing down the last Mishnah in the first parak, where we actually introduce Hananya. The Mishnah says, Ein noni merapat betochak tenoyim achasheka v'lo kororim gabi al gabi kechalim. You're not allowed to put bread on the side of the oven. Remember, in those days, they like paste their bread on the side of the oven. You're not allowed to put the bread in the oven with it getting dark, and not the cakes on the gechalim to make hot cakes on the hot coals. Elikadei shiiklu paneya, unless it's crusted over, meaning it's cooked a little bit, meaning one third. Who is that like? Hananya. Clear Mishnah, it was a style Mishnah at the end of the first parak by Hananya. The Gemara made the diuk over there. That you're not allowed to put bread unless it started cooking one third. If it cooked one third before Shabbos came in, you can leave it in. That's the crusting of its shiikvumu paneyan, the crusting of its thing. Ha! We see that you can't do it unless it crusted up. Ha! We can make the diuk. Karmu paneyan, sorry. If it crusted, it's mutter. Rashi. Tarvayu. We learned both of them. Bein l'sha'ot, the whole din of Shia, the she'enu grufa, when it's not cleared out. Tanina, we learned the hedya. It's a stam mishnah in the first third. The mutter. The akar lo yaksar, and the taking it off and returning it. Nami Tanina, we also have a mishnah. The lava lila rebbe yokan leshmina. And why is Mishma of Yochanan letting us know this? Ha karmu panei ashari. We see if it crusted over, it's murta. Hayenu, what does it mean crusting it over? Hayenu lo bishul kol tzarkol. It didn't completely cook. Meaning about a third. Chananya's did. The tanor lav goru fekotamu. And the tanor was stama not cleared out of. Inami, as we're going to see on Lamech Chesamad Aleph, it's goru fekotamu. Even a tanor that's cleared out, since it's a much hotter oven than a kira, lo bahadi grifa. Even if you cleared out the oven, it's so hot that the grifa doesn't help it out, and it will still be usher to do. Like we're going to learn in the next mission, we'll discuss it there. For kol shekein pot, yadaita levushi yehevi v'ligavi. And kol shekein pot, that your whole mind is set, is that you want it to completely cook, that's why you put it there. Okay, so we see a stam mishnah like Hananya, which it seems like Rabbi Yochanan is just repeating it. Ula haksir nami tanina, and the din of Kizor also, we learned it. It says, Beit Shammai Yomim af maksirim. He says, af maksirim in our Mishnah, that we have there. Until you can't clean it, you can't put it on, unless you clean it out, and then you can do maksirim. Fiat kan, lo kishari beit silil eile begrufa kituma. Over here in our Mishnah, according to the way we learned it, that Beis Hillel doesn't permit. I'm not sure what this kuf is doing here. Kuf is usually Aramaic, and this is a Lashon HaKodesh statement, and Rashi himself, in his Divrei Maskil, leaves off the kuf. So I'm not really sure. I thought it was maybe Kesher, but it's Sharu. Even over here, Adkan lo Sharu Beis Hillel, ela b'gruvu b'ketum, meaning allow you to return it on this, it did gruvu b'ketum. That's how you made the Mishnah. How about the Che'enu Guru Pekituma? Lo! If you didn't clear it out, you can't do Chazor on it. Rashi, Adkan lo Sharon our Mishnah, to Matanitim, to Liach Shiigruv Kai. Our Mishnah, when Beis Hillel says the statement is after you cleared it out, the Ketani lo Yitein at Shiigruv, that we said you don't give it, you don't return it until you cleared it out. Bein Lamandu Me lo Yisheh, or Bein Lamandu Me lo Yaxia, Mekom Mekom Chazor at the Sefer, Igruv Pekav to Mahadah. It's talking about you already did grief for Ketima. So these two statements, and Rav Shesh should send the name of Rav Yochanan, seem to be explicit in Mishnahs, and why did we have to speak it out the way we spoke it out? And the answer is, Rav Shesh nami diyukid matnitin kamash milan. What Rav Shesh did when he said, Rav Yochanan stand, that even though we have these two Mishnahs like Hananya, he spoke it out completely. And that's such Rav Shesh nami diyuk de matnitin, the diuk, and our Mishnah, the what was missing from it, and even the Mishnah in the first parak, he spoke out the positive part. The Mishnah in the first parak says you can't do it unless it was crusted over. And he's saying if it's crusted over, you can't do it. So all he did was the diyuka, the matnitin kamash malan over here means he is coming to teach us. And that's what Rav Sheshet did. He spoke out in the name of Rav Yochanan. Clearly, the two star Mishnahs, like Hananya, what do you see from over here? The Rav Yochanan holds like Hananya. Rav Sheshet Rashi, this is a very important Rashi over here. Rav Sheshet Nami, Diyuk, the Matnitin Kamashman, he's coming to teach us, the Diyuk. Mishum de lo matni la behedya. It didn't explicitly say that. I mean, it was a clear deal from the Mishnahs. It was obvious to say that, but it wasn't completely spoken out. The Kor was showing that if it did crust over, it's mutter. So that's what Rav Sheshet was doing. Now Rashi is interjecting halacha lemaisa. The Adam, us, today, France, whatever, the Mashinan Kedere al Gavi Kira, that we do Shia on a Kira She'enu Gvufa, ad Hananya Samchinan. We hold like Hananya. Hoel, the Tanan Stam, since we have a Stam Mishnah Kavadate in the first parak. Kedyome, a high karma, sorry. Like we said, that if it crusted over, it's one a little bit cooked. Kamarkal Ben Darsai, it's Murta. Afa Gav, the low Bishul called Sarko, even though it can completely cook. Yama Rav Sheshet Mishmeid Rav Yochanan Kavadate, and Rav Sheshet said the name of Rav Yochanan like this Stam Mishnah, that's enough for us. A Rav Yochanan like a Stam Mishnah, we're going to paskin like it. The Matnitin, the Pirkan, Mishum Chazor, and our Mishnah that we had the, we asked on it because of Chazor, who the boy Gvufa of Alishot Lo, that was in the Chazorim Mekzor we mentioned, the Kolani Amori, the Asre, and all those Amores that we saw above, that ushered in this case, Sabi Matnil Lishulatama. They hold that the mission is like Chachamim. But we see clearly that Rav Sheshet, at the end of the Sugya V'yed, Rav Yochanan, is passing like a Stam Mishnah. Rashi says that's enough. Halacha like Hananya. Look at this toast for Omer Rav Sheshet. Also he says, Psak Vach, Mevenu Hananah. The Lachik Rav Sheshet Omer Rav Yochanan, just like Kuntras over here. Here's your Rashi and Tosfot that holds that the Halach is like Hananya. I mentioned to you that the Rif and the Rambam come and say the Halach is not like it, and they bring their riots for it, and they hold the Halach is like Chachamim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins again like Chachamim. The Ramah says the people are Nogu like Hananya, and the Mishnah in the Bar Halacha says they're Nogu, but we'd rather they don't. Is what can we do? They're Nogu like that. But if you can keep like Chachamim, that you don't put your food on top of the cure unless it's cleared out, that's the best way to do it. Okay, back to Mitzdamik V'yafalom. L'chor, yes. That would be a debate. You have to do it. L'chor, if that's what comparable to our case over here. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yochanan. Okay, Kira, Shia Sikua, Begefiru Ve'etzim. Again, you cleared it. You heat it up with coal-producing substances. Mashin alei tashel shabishul kol tzarko. Oh, back to the kol tzarko. The chadet shugma kol tzarko. The afilu mitztavik v'yafalo. Rabbi Yochanan, Shitas Chachamim over here. A little confusing now. Why don't we just go back to Shitas Chachamim? This is one of the Rif's fires that the halachas are Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan is saying another halacha. You could do Shia, a tassel that's completely cooked in a kind of shukma called tzarko on an oven that wasn't cleared out. What do we learn from here? The filum et stomach v'yafalo. Over here, it's clearly a statement from Yochanan in Chachamim Shita that it's stomach v'yafalo mutter. Right? As long as it's fully cooked, Chachamim agree that you can put the food on it. And that's in Rabbi Yochanan. One of the Rabbanim said to Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he said to Rav Yochanan, that mitztamek v'yafal amutter? How rav is Shmuel the army to buy you mitztamek v'yafal amutter? What are you saying this for? I'm telling you that rav is Shmuel, they both say mitztamek v'yafal is usher on Shabbos. If it's going to continue cooking, it's going to be good for it. Rav Yochanan said it's going to be usher unless you clear out the oven. Omelei says back to them, what? Ah, too late, ana yada? What? I didn't know. You think I didn't know that Shmuel said it's usher? Now that I'm going to show you I even know more than you. It's not just Rav Shmuel like you blurted out. It's Omer Rav Yosef Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. I know exactly what I'm saying. I know that they hold that Shita. they hold the tasa. Ki amina lecha, what I said to you is the Rebbe Yochanan kamina. I said the name of Rebbe Yochanan. And that's what I hold over here. You know, he says, Rebbe Yochanan says this. Awesome. But, oh, Rebbe Shmuel says that it's us. He says, I know that. I know that statement, but Rebbe Yochanan says it's mutter. Is there Rashi here? No. So we find over here that Rebbe Yochanan says it's aser. Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. Rabbi Shmuel says it's aser. In the sector brachos, we had a few tosfot support this idea, and it's good to know. Whenever you have a machloket, Rebbe Yochanan and Rav, Rebbe Yochanan versus Rav, the halacha is always like Rebbe Yochanan. If you have a machloket, Rebbe Yochanan and Shmuel, halacha is always like Rebbe Yochanan. If it's Rebbe Yochanan versus Rav Vishmuel, halacha like Rav Vishmuel, which is part time in Shulchan Aruch, straight out Shulchan Aruch on our invasion on Gimel over here. You're usher to, like Chachamim, you're not allowed to do Shia unless you clear it out. Even if it's, and you're not allowed, and if it's not cleared out, if it's mitstamik, the yafilo, if it's good, you have to clear it out. Meaning if you're chulant, your chulant also would have the same din of everything else, that if it's mitstamik, the yafilo, you have to make sure it's completely cleared out. Unless it's mitstamik viralo. If it's mitstamik viralo, again, the whole thing over here is the chachamim are afraid a person might stroke the coals over here. So in the case of mitstamik v'yafalo, he might still come and do chitor. He might stoke the coals over here. But if it's mitstamik v'ralo, the more it cooks, it's going to be bad. It's going to ruin his food. It's going to overcook it. That's not a problem. The chachamim aren't going to be gozer over here.
Just passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds.
Mm-hmm.
That he holds like Hanani.
Yeah.
And now,
the Gemara came and immediately had another statement of Rabbi Yochanan like Chachami. What does Rashi do with that? That's part of the Iyun of the Sugya. There's what to work. There's a lot to work over here. You look at the Bar Balamor, he brings down all the proofs for Halakha Zak Hanani. He takes care of this is a riot for the Grif, that it's not like Rav Sheshes.
Rashi said that.
So Machlokan Amarayim, and Rashi just takes care of it. You have a Machlokan on how we paskin over here. And he says, but since Rav Sheshit went on Rav Yochanan, like it's done Mishnah, that's enough of a proof for Rashi's sheet. There's a lot of work to do over here. This is what to think about. Oh, very good. Beautiful. Omer Leib of Ukva Min Meishan, from, I don't know where Meishan is, Meishan, Rav Ashi, Atun, he said to Rav Ashi, you guys, the makrivas of the Rav Shmuel that are closer to Rav Shmuel where they were, after Rav Shmuel, you could paskin like Rav Shmuel, the mitzdalik, the yafalo is usher, ana, but we, na'avik Rabbi Yochanan, we're closer to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and mitzdalik, the yafalo is mutter. And we'll continue tomorrow a little bit more with mitzdalik, the yafalo.